I want to show you a nice picture from Lokanath Swami Maharaj. He's smiling to all of you. He gives you the blessings. Like this. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, chapter 31, and the text is number 17. And Bhaktarik was writing the verse on the board. Thank you very much. Yata na pasya bratama prakasha. Yata na pasya bratama prakasha. Bhavanti bhupana bhavanjanukramat. Evam pare brahmane shaktayastvamu. Rayastama sattvam iti pravaha. We will do the word for word translation. Please repeat. Yata na as nabasi in the sky, abra clouds, tama darkness, prakashaha and illumination, bhavanti exist, bhupa O kings, na bhavanti, do not appear, anukramat, consecutively, evam, thus, pare, supreme, brahmani, in the absolute, saktaya, energies, 2, 10, Amu, dos. Radya, passion. Tama, darkness. Sattvam, goodness. Iti, thus. Pravaha, emanation. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. My dear kings, sometimes in the sky, sometimes in the sky there are clouds, sometimes there is darkness, and sometimes there is illumination. The appearance of all days take place consecutively. Similarly, in the Supreme Absolute, the modes of passion, darkness, and goodness appear as consecutive energies. Sometimes they appear and sometimes they disappear. Please repeat. My dear kings, sometimes in the sky there are clouds. Sometimes there is darkness. And sometimes there is illumination. The appearance of all days takes place consecutively. Similarly, in the Supreme Absolute Truth, the modes of passion, darkness and goodness appear as consecutive energies. Sometimes they appear and sometimes they disappear. Purport by His Divine Grace. Darkness, illumination and cloud sometimes appear and sometimes disappear. But even when they have disappeared, the potency is still there, always existing. In the sky, sometimes we see clouds, sometimes rainfall, and sometimes snow. Sometimes we see night, sometimes day, sometimes illumination, and sometimes darkness. All days exist due to the sun, but the sun is unaffected by all these changes. Similarly, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the original cause of the total cosmic manifestation, he is unaffected by the material existence. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7:4. Bhumira pona lova yu kama mano buddhire vacha ahankara iti yame bina prakriti astaha. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Altogether, these eight comprise my separated material energies. Although the material or physical elements are the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are separate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is therefore not affected by material conditions. The Vedanta Sutra confirms Jamadi Ashayataha, Srimad Bhagavatam 111. The creation, maintenance, and dissolution of this cosmic manifestation are due to the existence of the Supreme Lord. Nonetheless, the Lord is unaffected by all these changes in the material elements. This is indicated by the words Pravaha, emanation. The sun always shines brilliantly and is not affected by the clouds or darkness. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always present in his spiritual energy and is not affected by the material emanations. Brahma Samhita confirms Ishvara Parama Krishna Saksitananda Vikraha Anadira Diakovindya Sarva Garana Karanam. The translation, Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Godhead. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, and he is the prime cause of all causes. Although he is the supreme cause, the cause of all causes, he is still Parama, transcendental, and his form is Saksitananda, eternal, spiritual bliss. Krishna is the shelter of everything, and this is the verdict of all scripture. Krishna is the remote cause, and material nature is the immediate cause of the cosmic manifestation. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that understanding Prakriti or nature to be the cause of everything is like understanding the nipples on the neck of a goat to be the cause of milk. Material nature is the immediate cause of the cosmic manifestation, but the original cause is Narayana, Krishna. Sometimes people think that the cause of an earthen pot is the earth. We see on a potter's wheel a sufficient amount of earth to produce many pots. And although unintelligent men will say that the earth on the wheel is the cause of the pot, those who are actually advanced will find that the original cause is the potter who supplies the earth and moves the wheel. Material nature may be a helping factor in the creation of this cosmic manifestation, but it is not the ultimate cause. In Bhagavad Gita 9:10, the Lord therefore says, Maya Yakshena Prakriti Suyate Sarcharacharam. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and producing all moving and unmoving beings. The Supreme Lord casts his glance over material energy, and his glance agitates the three modes of nature. Creation can then take place. The conclusion is that nature is not the cause of the material manifestation. The Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes. Om Ajnanti Maranda Shyanyam Yamina Salakya Saksura Militam Dina Tasma Shri Kulve Namaha Namom Vishnu Padayus Napastai Bhutale Shmadaloka Natswami Janamine Namo Vishnu Padaya Snapastaya Bhutale Samadabhakti Vananta Swami Tanamini. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pachayani. Sesa Sunyavari Paskachari Sarayani. Vanchakalpat Rupya Cha Kripa Sintupya Eva Cha Patita Nampavyan Bhu Vaishnabhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please bear with me, because when I have to give class, I'm always very nervous. Maybe you don't notice it so much, but inside it is moving. I would like to share a few things what happened last week with me, and it is very much compared to the first today. Because for the few weeks I am corresponding with one girl. She has a lot of questions about Krishna consciousness. And of course, to correspond with a person who is interested in Krishna consciousness and have so many questions, it is very enlivening for us to help that person and answer the questions properly. And I was trying to do my best so good as I could. After one letter, I got another letter with more questions and also revealing to my answers what I gave before. This to start a whole conversation on paper. And finally, I found out in her next conversation in the letter that she was a Jehovah Witness. And I was thinking, okay, when she is interested in Krishna consciousness, I will correspond with her. There's no problem. And now finally, in her next letter, she asked me if she could meet me. Because she had so many more questions, she wanted to put that on me. And foolishly enough, I was not really inquiring what was her purpose or what was her motivation. But okay, Krishna is the cause of all causes. And I was thinking, okay, I just let myself surprise and invite her in my apartment. And she came by car and she couldn't really find the house. This, she said, I'm just standing here by the BLS and maybe you can pick me up. This, I walked to the BLS and then she came out of her car and she brought someone else. And then I got already some indication here from what is the purpose of their visit. I said, who is this person who you are bringing? She said, that's my aunt. She's also a Jehovah Witness. And I said, oh my God, now I'm in the two and I'm only one. What to do? They said, oh, don't mind. Please come inside and I will make some herb tea for you. And okay, we were sitting and she started with her questions. And then finally she started telling me that in her Bible the things were completely different than what I was saying to her. And she said, you don't mind that I take my Bible, because I want to share from what is in yours and what is in mine. Ik zeg, I mind that you take your Bible. And she was completely surprised. She said, why not? Ik zeg, because that's not proper. When you come to visit an Hare Krishna, whose soul is already saved, you don't have to come with your Bible to confirm me as a Jehovah Witness, because I notice that your motivation is not really pure. She started laughing and she said, but I think it is nice when you speak from your Bible and I speak from mine. I said, but actually I'm not so much interested in what your Bible has to tell me. Because there are many things in your Bible what is in the Bhagavad Gita completely different. And Krishna is explaining to me in the Bhagavad Gita that I'm not in the position to disturb you. When you have already chosen your path, I shouldn't confirm you in a Hare Krishna. And I don't you to also try to make me and Jehovah witness. That is because of love. That is loving exchange, and that is respect. Ik zeg dus, when you have a question about Krishna consciousness, I will answer your question very careful to not that I'm not disturbing you in your faith, because that's what Krishna tells me that I cannot do. Then actually someone came on my door and they have to give something, and then I saw them doing together like this, and I was thinking, oh my God, you know, they are now going. After the tea was finished and I closed the door, she said, so now we can continue the conversation. She said, actually, I don't have so much time anymore. She said, I have to go, but it was very nice to be here. Ik zeg, at least you got have darshan for my deities. And they are very happy that you came today. Ik zeg, when you want to come back, you are always welcome. But please, don't try to compare your Bible with my Bible. Because that's not proper. That we are not going to do. Because that becomes a whole discussion. And I'm not allowed to disturb you. Out of respect. They went away, and I didn't hear anything anymore from them. And then I was meditating on it. I was thinking, maybe I make a mistake. Maybe I should have go the discussion. You know? But later on, I was thinking, no. To have a discussion about the existence of God, that's in this situation not proper. Because when we speak about reincarnation, and we speak about karma, they don't know what we are talking about. Dus there is already no really exchange. Because before she went, she said, what you are thinking, what is the end of the world? When it is coming? Ik zei, you will be surprised when I answer this question. Because it takes 4,870 years at least. And she looks at me in unbelief. And I say, you see, there in my scripture is something else as in your scriptures. That we shouldn't compare. When you have chosen your path, I have respect for that. And let me keep it like that. I have made my choice and you have made your choice. And we don't have to put the Bibles together to see what is true according to your understanding, and what is true according to my understanding. That is not nice. He said, but you came here not with honest motivation. He said, you have to think about this today. And then they left. Because that's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, we shouldn't disturb other people in our preaching. 2 days ago, I was on the internet and I found a prisoner, and that has always my interest because of my preaching. And I was thinking, he was set free from prison, but he was in prison for 10 years. He had killed 2 people and he had tried to kill 2 policemen, but they survived. And now, he was for 10 years in prison, and they also put him in Groningen in the Mesdag clinic to recover from his wrong mentality. And that was going very well. And now he's nicely situated in this material world, between brackets, but he's doing quite good. And I was thinking, he spoke on his website, because he has a website, and he is visiting schools. And he tells the young people in the school how important it is to have the right friends, how important it is to not taking drugs or alcohol, and actually also not smoking. And I was impressed. I was thinking, wow, he speaks about karma. This guy needs the Bhagavad Gita. I was thinking, to help him a little further. But before I used to come in action, I think his email address was there. And I was thinking, okay, I will write him a nice letter. And I introduce myself as an Hare Krishna. And I will offer him for free a Bhagavad Gita to help him in his life. Because I noticed that he is very sincere. And maybe he is interested. The next day, I was going on my internet, and there was a letter from this prisoner, and I think, wow, that's very fast. And I was reading, and he thanks me for my offer, but he said, Mother Rupa Manjari, because I put under on the letter Mother Rupa Manjari, he said, Mother Rupa Manjari, I know the Hare Krishnas, and I very much appreciate them. He said, because they also... I have found books in the library and I have read that books from them. He said, but I have chosen my path because I became a Buddhist. And I'm doing Zen meditation. I was thinking, fine. I don't have to push a little further. He is already on the right path. And I immediately wrote him back. I thanked him so much for his letter and that all my good wishes and my prayers are going to him. And I wish him all the best. And like this. You know, because first of all, we are not in a position to confirm other people who have already maybe chosen. When we have chosen, we also don't like when people come and want to change our fate, because we're not going to do that. These little things are happening when you are in a field and meeting some people. Yesterday I had a guided tour, and there was only two people, 70 years, a little older than me, I think. But they were very sweet. And very interested. Sometimes that happened, and that is so inspiring for the tour guy, actually, because they were so respectful and so friendly. And when they came in the temple room and saw the deities, they were standing like this, you know, very simple. So at least from, this is so beautiful. And then she was explaining that she saw the DVD van Annemarie Streur. And she said it was so impressing. And finally we come all the way from the Flanders. We are here only for 2 days. And we were saying to one another, we have to visit that place. We have to visit that place. And I was thinking, that's Krishna in the heart who is inspiring these people to make an extra little effort to go and visit this holy place and get purified and get benefited. And so nice. They took a cookie. And because the museum was locked, and I was asking Dasarath, please, do you have the key from the museum? Because I want to go there with them also. Because there that gives the possibility that Krishna is God and the cow is holy and this is Ganesh and Ganesh is a demigod and we are not worshipping the demigod. But we can explain a little more in the museum. And they make pictures and they like it very much. And also because of these pictures, they will share it with others. And these old people, these two old couple, start... with sharing the pictures, start preaching about Krishna consciousness. Because they will tell people that they were here and that it was nice and that they will show the pictures and then they will mention Krishna's name at least a few times. And that's already very nice. Here, Krishna is explaining in the Bhagavad Gita, in 7.4, Bhumira Punalova Yu Kama Manobudi Revatya Ahankara Iti Yamme Vina Prakriti Astaha. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. All together, these eight comprise my separated material energies. We all have experience with these energies by day, and especially in Japan. Last week when this huge tsunami Japan, who is material and so much together, completely depend on technology. Krishna took it away in one wave from 14 meters high. Just gone. And they have to start from scratch. Amazing. I saw different little pictures how in the office every two computers were moving and moving and moving and falling apart on the floor. And I was thinking, oh my God, you know, look at this with one wave gone. People were surprised in the world how these Japanese people could take it so easily, because they just say, things happened, what happened? Yeah, when Krishna is the cause of all causes, he can just with one wave take away all our desires and all our attachments. He can do it in one wave. And that was happening actually. But the most amazing thing is that even when everything is gone, that they want to build the city on the same place. I was thinking, amazing! They are not thinking, okay, we go 2 kilometers more from the coast, because here this other is going from this earthquake and it will happen again. No, they just want to clean up the mess and build there again. And I think this is amazing. I think we are also like this in ignorance. We make mistakes, and sometimes we learn from our mistakes, but many times we do it over and over and over again because of complete ignorance. And Prabhupada is explaining the material nature, goodness, passion and ignorance is also Krishna's separate material energy. And we are all falling under that energy. Passion, sometimes it is not there. We are a little bit more in goodness. We meditate, we chant our own, and we think, oh, I think now I'm quite peaceful. And 1 second later, a wave of maybe 1 centimeter is coming, and we are disturbed. Passion, ignorance is coming. And that happened not only with me, I think, but with all of us, you know. And we have to learn to not be disturbed. Krishna is explaining in Bhagavad Gita, and real Dhira is never disturbed. No matter what happened to us, we are just going on with our devotional service. But that is not an easy thing. And that's why we are here, and we try to practice that. And sometimes it is going quite okay, but sometimes it is not so okay, and sometimes it's really not okay, and then we have to apologize and we have to do so many things to just make up for what we did wrong. But we learn a lot. It is a school and it is a hospital, and the only medicine we got is the holy name. This morning we just heard it also in the book from Bodhijan, a Japa book, that when we are chanting the holy name, that will purify our heart, and that's very important. Okay, I will end up with one prayer, and I got them from years ago when Jayabhadra Mataji was in Canada. Her father made a painting, and he wrote it so beautiful with these calligraphy letters. And it is hanging in my living room. And when I got that that painting from her, it was in a very serious spiritual time in my life when I got that. And I will share it with you. And I think it is very relevant. It is a prayer from Lord Brahma to Lord Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.8. My dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances with his heart, words, and body, is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim. Jai. Lord Brahma ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. When someone has a question or a comment, not too philosophical, because I'm not such a philosoph, a little simple. Okay, Prabhu. Very nice question. Prabhupada said we should preach against the Buddhist. Or, yeah? But according to my understanding, we only can do that when we are an acharya, like Srila Prabhupada. I cannot defend the Buddhist. And then there is a problem. You know what I mean? Now my preaching don't have any effect. And I also don't want doing these things by force. Because then I feel I don't have respect for this person anymore. You know what I mean? And that's for me more important. There are many advanced devotees who are much more qualified than me to preach to the Buddhist, but not me. And I know my position. You know what I mean? There's many other devotees, please, they can do so, but not me. Because when I was starting my spiritual life, I have some experience with different faiths who came knocking on my door to try to get me behind them. And it was their right, because I had not yet chosen. I was still looking for the truth. And then you can invite everyone in your house and hear what they have to say. But when someone has made already a choice, I'm not going there. Because, first of all, what I'm saying, I'm not qualified. And second of all, I will keep my respect for myself and for that other person. He don't need me now in his life. He makes it very clear. And that I have to accept. That's also, for me, detachment. I don't think, hey, wait a minute, no way! No. Maybe 20 years later I should have done that. And for sure I have done. Yeah. But not anymore. Out of respect. And out of my misqualification to do it right. You know? That's my answer, you know. Jai Bhadra Machaji. Exactly, exactly. That was what I was thinking. I just want to give him a Bhagavad Gita, but when he said no, I'm not going to do it. You know, otherwise I don't know where the book ends up, you know. And then I push it through his throat. And that will not be favorable for the Hare Krishna. Because people have already experienced with the Jehovah Witness that they are very pushy. And we don't want to be in the same category. You know what I mean? That was maybe these Jehovah people came to me to practice. You know what I mean? You never know, eh? What Krishna is trying to learn us something. Back to Rick. Also, I was thinking it is very important for us, and special for myself, to tune in where people are and what they want from us or from me or from whatever, you know. We have to be with them there and feel where we can hook on. But when they don't want you to hook on, okay, stay a little humble and don't do it. Of course, yeah, of course. I had a whole conversation about that also, and that's difficult for them because they are not vegetarian, and I explained to them, we are following here exactly the Ten Commandments, you know, and just so like this, you know, and then they can think about these things, and okay, when she write again, I will happily answer, but I'm very careful what I'm giving. Yeah. Dus, that's what I did. And back to Freddy. Juist, exactly. And that we have to tune in. We have to feel of met what kind of motivation people coming. And because of how to speak, and in this, in my situation, was completely different, because she wanted to compare from what you are saying, that is not possible, because in my Bible, it's completely different. It's completely different. But she was young. Yeah, but who came to me? She was young and she was enthusiastic. Yeah. Hey? And that's okay. Yeah? Yes. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.